This is Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. Our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. Come around to my
way of thinking. It's that time again when Dr. Chris, Dr. Shea, Dr. Sean all grace us with their presence for Ask the Expert. Take back your health. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi, Joey.
Very well, Joey.
Well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Happy to be here as always. As we start off every show, Dr. Chris, Shea, and I always like to let the listener know that the mission of our office, the mission of Reed Family Wellness, is to help as many people as we can get healthy and stay healthy without the use of medications and surgeries. It is the goal of our treatment. It is what we want. We want to empower our patients. We want people to know that you can take back your health. Your health is in your hands. You are in control of it. And when people start to, you know, kind of gain that confidence and realize, you know, I can do something about this, it opens up doors that you didn't even know were there. So we always like to start off our show just to let people know that's what we're all about. As we've said before, we know that there's a time and a place for medication and surgery, and if we can help you avoid it, then we're definitely doing our job.
We're going to get into some questions that we received some over our website, and we'll discuss briefly. But first, I want to make mention of an article that my wife, Becky, gave me. And it was in Springfield General Register last Sunday, and the headline says, North Carolina school hit with state's worst chickenpox outbreak in two decades. And the very first paragraph states, chickenpox has taken hold of a school in North Carolina where many families claim religious exemption from vaccines. And they go on talking about how, worst case, they've seen chickenpox, big deal. And it gets back to, again, vaccines. Some people want a vaccine, some people don't. Big controversy there. We like to talk about it because, again, we ourselves like to be educated. I wanted my kids to be healthy. I wanted to have all the information. I guess my big thing about the chicken pox, which kind of throws me for a loop there, is I can remember as a kid having chicken pox, and just about it, I'm sure everybody in my family had it. I know my kids had chicken pox. And so when they make such a huge deal out of it, I'm kind of concerned and curious about, and one of the, matter of fact, one of the people they interviewed during this article's comment was, what's the big deal with chicken pox? One city resident, Amy Gordon, told the Citizen Times. And so, again, people are looking for information. You know, do I get chickenpox vaccine? Do I not get it? Well, it's one of those natural childhood diseases that actually help to build your immune system. We in our office are about building immune systems. We want people to be, and children especially, to develop as good immune system as possible. So again, the big controversy on that, I know Dr. Sean just came up with something he read today, mm-hmm. which he's going to comment on right now.
Yeah, and before we even get into that, it just this you bringing this up right now reminds me, we were at a chiropractic seminar years ago, and the guy was getting into actually talking about the chicken pox. And it's funny because, you know, there's this, you know, the stuff that we're talking about right now is a totally different school of thought than what most listeners probably been I guess exposed to. But it was funny because, and I don't know if you remember in one of Ted's seminars when he was talking about, you know, like he's like, oh, where we live, he's like, we try and throw chickenpox parties where he's like, yeah, these kids have chickenpox, like get your kids, you know, get them exposed to it, let them get their little bout of chickenpox, it'll build their immune system. And it's funny because I mean I remember listening and being like, oh, okay, that's different. But you know, when you look into the, you know, the statistics of not, you know, how not big of a deal it is to get the chicken pox, it's like, why is it made such a big deal that, you know, there's this huge outbreak, you know, there's like not that many.
We've discussed this over the years, and again, we've been to seminars that talk about it, and the CDC, the Center for Disease Control's response in this article states, chicken pox is serious, warns the CDC, even life-threatening, especially in babies, adolescents, adults, pregnant women, and people with weakened immune systems. And I understand that. But again, what we're saying is it is a natural childhood disease, and it is designed to an extent to help build your child's immune system. And even the measles, mumps, which they vaccinated for, again, normal childhood diseases that we're going to see, as I mentioned in one of our previous shows, down the road, 10, 15, 20 years, when they're doing all these studies, how this is equating out in the general, you know, people's general overall health. You know, as we, are we, I should say, as a nation, getting healthier? Because all the statistics say that we're not. We're actually getting more and more sick. And we've said this before. Again, we are the wealthiest nation in the world. And we rank, what was it, 37th on the list of...
Yeah,
37th as far as health concerns on the list of countries around the world. So the wealthiest nation, but we rank 37th. That tells me, in my mind, that we are doing something wrong. This is why I got into what I got into. This is why I brought my kids way up, and because I want their immune systems to be strong.
And on top of it, we have 5% of the world's population consuming 75% of the world's medications. So, I mean, that just shows...
Some country's getting it right, and guess what? It's not America right now.
Yeah, and what Dr. Chris was alluding to earlier, I was just perusing through Facebook, and a story came up out of Las Vegas. And we've talked about the flu shot many times on here. We don't get it. We don't prescribe to it. You know, and all the statistics out there say that it's not not effective at all. But it's funny. Most people that I see come in the office that have gotten it this year have already gotten sick. And I'm not just saying that to put any falsehoods out there. It's a fact. But anyhow, this story on Facebook that was making the rounds was out of Las Vegas, and it says man loses his sight and ability to walk days after receiving the flu shot. Long story short, this guy got a flu shot. A couple days later, started losing the ability to use his arms and legs. Sight was going. Take him to the hospital. Find out that he's contracted Guillain-Barré syndrome, which apparently they looked into, and the CDC says is a really rare complication of the flu shot. And it's just one of those things. It's like, God, you know, the chances and likelihood of getting this are so minimal. You know, they were trying to say like 2 in a million, and still,
it's the bad thing is it happens. Yeah. And the bad thing is that, again, those are the ones that are reported.
Yeah. And on top of it, the guy was saying, you know, I get 3 flu shots a year, and you know, his wife's like, nobody in our family's getting a flu shot again. I'm like, more power to you, you know.
You know, same with that story I brought up about the teacher, you know, a few weeks back, who contacted our office after we were discussing potential side effects of vaccinations. Mm-hmm. And as he had mentioned, this teacher, that two of his kids had developed autism, mm-hmm. and two hadn't. And the ones that had autism were both vaccinated.
Yeah.
And the ones that didn't have autism were not vaccinated.
There was this story out of St. Louis that I was just, I didn't really read up much on. I wasn't too interested, but it was kind of going through. You had the lady call in probably 3 weeks ago saying like how, you know, how do you get exempt from it? And you know how we were saying like in the public health realm, you know, hospitals and stuff, it's probably hard to, but in St. Louis, there's like maybe Mercy Hospital, mm-hmm. or there's some big hospital down there. Apparently, some of the nurses, like 10 or 15% or something, opt out of the flu shot every year. And apparently they've never had problems with it in years past, but one of the nurses this year like lost her job over it. So there was some big protests going on outside the hospital over it. So obviously there's, you know, there's always going to be different schools of thought on this stuff. And, you know, so that's why, you know, when we're on here talking, it's always stuff that we're interested in, stuff that we've read up on, that is generally going to be the other side, the stuff that you're not exposed to as much. But there's a lot of it going on, and it's becoming, you know, more of a hot topic, you know, coming to the forefront of media, although they don't put, you know, this stuff in the media too much. It still is interesting to see that they're, you know, they are covering stories like this. If anybody has any, you know, questions that they want us to talk about further, you know, moving forward on the show, feel free to email us at readfamilywellness.com. You can call our office at 217-698-5800.
Read Cairo.
Email. But they can get on our website and get our email.
Oh, cool. Didn't know that.
And call us right now.
Learn something new every day.
This afternoon, 753-1240 is the number. This is Take Back Your Health with Reed Family Wellness on Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Baby, I feel good from the moment I rise.
Give us a call if you have a question about feeling good. Why aren't you feeling good? I don't know. I bet the docs can answer the question for you this afternoon. 753-1240.
Well, like we talked about last week, the stress of the holiday season.
Well, it doesn't help, does it?
Yeah, man.
Change in weather, stress of holiday season, people eating foods that they don't normally eat, like myself.
Dizzy. There's just a lot going on at the end of the year. Yeah, as the year comes so close and you have all those things on your mind, your body starts to break down if you don't take care of it. And that's what we're about. That's what we talk about, how stress affects your body. Stress, once again, comes in three forms: the physical, which is the aches, the pains, the headaches, the joints, of this, of that, the chemical, what you're putting in your body, medications, foods. If you're putting a lot of medications and not good foods, guess what? You're going to have some ill effects from that. And last but not least, the mental, emotional, which is going to be tied into the having to do family events and getting everything
Christmas
in
shopping.
Order and shopping and you
Year's
name
resolutions.
It. Yeah, I mean, all these things, when their brains are scrambled and they're just going and going and going, at some point something's got to give. So this is the time of year. Get adjusted. Take your vitamins. Get good sleep. Drink a lot of water.
I saw a statistic said during the holidays we drink twice as much alcohol as we normally do, because your parties, yikes, right?
Parties,
and things
for
like
sure.
Get-togethers.
Yeah. And I would be curious to see what the numbers are in like sweets eaten.
Yeah.
Because I know, in our family, it's not something we keep around a crazy amount, but I can tell you at holiday parties,
it's a lot easier to run across a cookie here and there. Isn't
oh,
it?
or 20. Yeah, but it's part of the protocol. The holidays are going nowhere. They're going to be here each year at the same time. What are you going to do to combat it? And if you start making, it's all about planning, really. Planning for battle, realizing that these stressors are coming your way, and what are you going to do to tackle them? Like I said, we like our approach. It's an approach that we live every day, every year. It's an approach that we were raised in. You put good food in your body. You take supplements. You get, chiropractically adjusted. You stay as physically fit as your schedule and body allow you to. And now when you do that, it doesn't mean that you'll never get sick. It doesn't mean that, you'll never have, injuries. But you leave yourself a way better shot to not run into them as frequently.
So not only that, but it tends to shorten duration. Better to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
So you're not going to have it as long. I just see someone came in recently that I haven't seen for a while, and she said, I've had this cold for like a month and a half. And I'm just like, that's too long.
It's way too long.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
I had someone come in just the other day, and in talking about the, decreases duration. Same thing when you see somebody coming in with an injury and they're coming in on a really consistent treatment plan, and you get them over that hump and they're kind of in more of that maintenance phase, and then they pop in later with a different issue. I tell them, like, chances are better now. You're going to recover from this a lot quicker because you're staying on top of it. You're not waiting 5 years to get adjusted.
I've noticed consistent.
Yeah. Consistency is huge.
I've noticed that my whole career. Same thing. It's like when I first take a client to a program to get them well, It may take 15 to 20 treatments to get them where we want to get them, but it's like the next time they come in and treat them a handful of times and they're feeling tremendously better pain-wise.
And doesn't
mean the thing's stabilized.
Yeah, exactly. And for the listener out there that's never had chiropractic care, they're probably wondering, what the heck are they talking about? In our office, we do a lot of chiropractic. We do, wellness chiropractic and injury chiropractic. We do weight loss and nutrition consultation and things of that sort. But what the whole deal of what chiropractic is all about is teaching people how to be as healthy as they can, once again, through natural means. And the purpose of the chiropractic adjustment, people always think like, oh, you're putting bones back in place. And that's understandable as to why, they think that, because a manual chiropractic adjustment, you're going to hear movement and it's going to be on, it's going to be bone. But essentially, the chiropractic adjustment is really deemed to be focused on decreasing stress on the central nervous system. I mean, your brain and spinal cord, they literally control your whole body. And when things aren't functioning right in the body, you got to trace it back to the origin. And when you start to alleviate the stressors on the central nervous system, we don't heal you, you heal you. It's always your body healing. When you get sick, your body heals. When you have an injury, your body heals. At what rate does it do it is dependent on what you do in response to it, and so people that you know, people tweak themselves. You know, people wake up with like a stiff neck, and then they, you know, and it might last for a few weeks. Well, guess what? It wasn't just, you know, the sleep that you got that night. You probably injured yourself. It's probably, you know, something in your thoracic or cervical spine that is more than just stiffness. And when you don't get the problem really corrected, guess what? You're going to have that problem more frequently than you should. We see stuff like this all the time. I've got a guy coming in right now that, you know, he's got a lot of stress going on in his life, and exactly what we're talking about with this holiday thing, you know, people with their jobs and job changes and this and that. And he had a lot of things pop up all at once. Physically, you know, the stuff that he's coming in for. And, you know, first question I ask him, what's your stress like? I knew the answer before I even asked it, but I wanted him to make that connection because that's so huge. When people start to realize that these things that they're experiencing physically are not coming from nowhere, that's a powerful thing because it's like, oh, okay, I see the connection. I see that there may be some things that I can do from my end to combat this. It's a huge connection. And so, like I said, this guy comes in, he's got some stuff going. I'm going to work with him and get him back to where he needs to be. But moving forward, you know, I'm trying to, you know, help him to see, you know, there are things that you can do.
Do a lot of people that you see for the first time, that connection's not there? They haven't made that connection?
People don't understand. That's why we take the time to do what we do and explain. People just don't understand generally in how health works. And that's, you know, again, we get back to the way that our brains have been conditioned since the early 1900s, if not late 1800s. We've been conditioned to go to a pill, to a medication for relief. And that's why you see all these things changing. People are just realizing, you know what, that's not the answer anymore.
But what I've been noticing, though, just in the past couple months that I've been back in town and working with Dr. Sean and Dr. Chris, is that whether they're new patients or they're old patients coming back in, I feel like a lot more people are asking questions. They're not just coming in expecting to get adjusted and leave. They're wanting to know answers to questions. And I have to say a big thank you from all of us for people who are sending questions to us via our email, which Dr. Sean said was either you can get on our website and talk to us, readfamilywellness.com, or you can email us at readchiro, that's C-H-I-R-O, at comcast.net. And one of the questions that we've had a lot of, and we're seeing patients currently right now, is for TMJ disorder, or if people aren't familiar, that's temporomandibular joint disorder.
Your jaw pops, right?
It's the jaw popping. It's the uncomfortableness when you're chewing, when you're yawning, when you're laughing, opening your mouth. And that's something you have to do all the time, whether you're drinking, whether you're eating, talking, things like that. And they want to know like what they can do to help. TMJ disorder, like all other bodily symptoms, has stress as its root cause. People are clenching their jaws at night. They're waking up with these sore mouths. They don't understand why they've all of a sudden started doing it. Well, that's when we break it down and we ask about stress. Again, we can preach it all day, all night, but that is the root of most causes that come in. And so we take the time to sit down, educate our patients as to why these things might be popping up, why you're having a pain here, why this is happening. And we take time to explain the process of how this problem develops. We don't just work with the muscles that are involved with the TMJ. We do a lot of what's called active release technique, ART, to work on the muscles, but we address the neurological and spinal components by adjusting the cranium, adjusting the spine, which again directly affects the muscles affecting and controlling the TMJ function.
And like Dr. Shea was saying, most of these symptoms that we see are stress driven. There was a statistic put out by the American Medical Association in 2012 that said upwards of, and we've said this on here before, upwards of 80% of visits to doctor's offices, not chiropractic offices, just doctors in general, are from stress related symptoms. So, you know, and Dr. Chris has said before, and I think that's upwards of 95%. It probably is.
I mean, think honestly, it's close to 100.
It probably is. But like I said, making that connection,
right,
and realizing that it comes in those different forms that we discussed.
You know, I just had a woman come in. I haven't seen her for a while. I actually talked about her, I think, last week about her low back and hip pain, and she wanted to get back to skiing. She hasn't skied in 20 years, and I said, "Hey, you're young," and well, she's 59. But I said, "You're young, 59. You can do this," and she can, and she will. But she just came in on Monday because I've been explaining to her about stress and how it affects us. And this woman has had cancer in the past, and she came to me and she said, "Hey, you know what? I realize now that my cancer was due to stress in my life and what's, you know, been going on." And I said, "That's awesome that you're making that connection, because again, you have the power to change that. We all have the power. Doesn't matter whether it's a food addiction or a drug addiction or stress or cancer or heart disease. We have the power, and that's what people need to understand. And so when you hear things and people making connections like that, it's huge. I had a 79-year-old woman come in. She's been to two chiropractors in the past. She came in our office because we treat her daughter. And literally after the first treatment, she had to call and tell her daughter how amazing she felt. And she said to me the other day after her second treatment, she said, I feel, and she's 79, by the way. She said, I feel like I'm getting unlocked. And I said, that's great. I'm glad to hear that, because that's exactly what's happening to you. And the way it's going to stimulate her brain, she was really concerned with her osteoporosis, and we put her on a vitamin protocol to help with that. We're adjusting her. We're doing what we need to do. And just in a couple treatments, she's feeling tremendously better. She had, by the way, left hip and left lower extremity pain. So we're going to talk about more of these stories, because they're just good stories, and we hope that they relate with people who are listening. Great information. We're here to bring it to you.
Yes, please give us a call. Our number is 217-698-5800. We're located at 2920 Chatham Road, Suite A.
And if you want to get a question to us this afternoon, 753-1240.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors, on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors, on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Give us a call if you have a question about, want to feel a little better. Dr. Chris, Dr. Shea, Dr. Sean, all in studio this afternoon. And if somebody's busy, maybe they're at work, they can't call right now. How do they get a hold of you?
Well, you can give us a call when you have a break, 217-698-5800, or visit our website. It's Reed Family Wellness. That's R-E-I-D, familywellness.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, or you can email us like we talked about earlier.
And for any listeners wanting to start the year off on the right foot, we have a $79 special going on right now for new patients. That's first visit. It's the sit-down examination, history, consultation, x-rays, whatever we do first day, all for $79. We're also doing a 20% discount on our weight loss program. Once again, our goal is to help people. And if people are wanting to learn, are wanting to, not just learn how to get yourself better now, but learn how to make it be sustainable for a lifetime, that's what it's all about. We don't want you to be healthy for just the next year or the next 6 months. We want you to be healthy forever and realize that you are in control of it. And if you don't have health, you're in control of that as well. So once again, the $79 special, 20% off the weight loss program. You guys know anybody who is in ill health, who is, looking to lose weight, who wants to take back their health. That's what we're all about.
Looking for answers.
We'd love to help them.
This woman that I just mentioned earlier, a 79-year-old woman who was really concerned about osteoporosis. Now, that's a big concern because I got a note here, this 12-year Harvard study of 78,000 women showed an increased risk of osteoporotic fractures associated with increased milk consumption. So increased milk consumption, increased risk of osteoporotic fractures, which I thought was... didn't surprise me at all, but it was great information that I could hand out to the public, because I've heard from so many women, well, I make sure and get my milk, and I tell them, well, believe it or not, you're not really getting calcium from milk.
Yeah.
And the reason is because the milk is so heavily processed and so devoid of natural enzyme content that our bodies cannot digest it, which is why so many people are lactose intolerant. Our bodies just don't deal well with it. So where you really don't get calcium from milk and milk products, again, our bodies just can't handle it very well.
Yeah, which is interesting, because I don't know if they even do them anymore, because I haven't seen them in years, but the Got Milk ads would promote drinking an 8-ounce glass a day or maybe twice a day to build strong bones. So it's kind of
I can't say I've seen them recently, but I don't watch a whole lot of TV, but
well, they're in magazines. But
getting back to that, some stories. I had a woman who I've been treating who I haven't seen for years. I mentioned her a couple shows ago, but she was in the other day and she's doing so much better, and her knee pain's better, and she's able to get back to activity and running, which she wanted to do. And she was so happy with her improvement, and she said, I can't quite pinpoint what's made me better. I don't know if it's the supplements that you put me on, which helped her a lot with, we've talked in the past about bowel movements. For the sake of our listeners, I won't bring that up too much again. But again, they're very important. So we've helped her bowel movements tremendously. We've helped her knee pain and hip pain tremendously. She's back to activity she hasn't done for a couple of years, and she's ecstatic. But she's trying to figure out, is it the supplements? Is it the way you talk to me and the way you've started to tweak my brain and make me think about things? I said, no, it's not. It's everything combined. We tell people all the time is there's no one magic thing. In our office, we definitely recommend activity. And as I mentioned before, just walking alone a few times a week for a mile or two would be awesome, especially if you're currently doing nothing. And then we talk about nutrition and good supplementation and supplementation that you need specifically, as opposed to just continuing to throw random things at yourself, spend a lot of unnecessary money if you don't need to. Then we get into our faith and the spiritual aspect of healing, which I believe personally is probably at the top of my list. Asking for help, praying for it, asking for it. And don't be shy about that, because I think our Creator wants us to ask on a regular basis. And then for me, what I learned, the power of having a spine and cranium that function optimally. That is what truly allows our body to begin to heal. And that's what I wanted to point out to her. I said, listen, there's no one magic thing. We do these four things, the adjustment, the prayer, the nutrition, and the exercise. It's a combination of that that's helping you to get healthier. So I hope I explained that well to her. Now, on the other hand, I have a gentleman who came in who I've been treating. He's doing pretty well, although he'd never told me that he had problems with foot neuropathy. And I see advertisements on the TV about that all the time.
Explain neuropathy. What's going on there?
Numbness, pain, or even pain in the feet. And generally it's due to, number one, it's a side effect of diabetes. So again, a more prominent thing because of a huge increase in adult onset diabetes in our country. But number two, it can be related to what? Well, his MD basically said, I don't know for sure, but if I had to guess, it's probably coming from your low back, which is what I said to him, because here's the deal. He spent probably thousands of dollars, if I had to guess, on acupuncture treatments on his feet, and now he's doing laser on his feet. And I'm not going to tell him what to do. I mean, you can do whatever you want. But I did explain to him, I said, you can do that stuff, but it's going to be temporary relief, because the true cause of this is what's happening in your low back. And there's a big word called stenosis that anybody who has it will know what that is. But basically, it tells me you have degeneration taking place in your low back, impinging and pinching the nerves that serve your feet. So again, my big complaint, and not complain, but my concern with his response was he was addressing feet, but he wasn't addressing where the problem's stemming from, and that's his low back. And because he has this degeneration going on in his low back, the best thing he can possibly do is to keep that low back functional and flexible. And Dr. Shea, you want to talk a little bit about what we do in our office
That? And you also forgot to mention that although that is a side effect of diabetes, he was a non-diabetic,
so. But he's having foot neuropathy, and it's a big problem.
Yes.
And they talk about, like on TV, you'll see ads for spinal decompression. You'll see ads for what's called minimal invasive surgery. But as I mentioned before, surgery is surgery. It doesn't matter if it's minimally invasive. Once you cut into the body, you're going to get scar tissue. And what we found and what the world has found with low back surgeries is that the reason they're less than 50% successful is because of that scar tissue. So if you can avoid surgeries, you want to do that.
Yeah, so one thing, and I don't know if we've mentioned it in the past, but one thing that we do with newer patients is we typically do a two-day food log. We just want to know on a day-to-day basis what you're eating for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, water intake, all of that. And we had a patient recently, or a few clients actually, come in with their food and drink log that noted that they had eaten an orange for breakfast. That was just their breakfast. And although an orange is a fruit, it's a whole food. If it's not paired again with a protein or a good fat, it turns into a carbohydrate, which again turns into a sugar. So it's actually very detrimental to your body by spiking your insulin, giving you a sugar high, which is why when people have lots of sugar or caffeine, they get an instant high, but they crash pretty quickly. So their body would, again, be better served if they added a protein, a fat, such as an egg or almonds. And that's what we do. We sit down and we educate them, things to add, things to maybe, you know, keep out, just, you know, so we can get on some.
So that's our that's our educational piece for today, is every time you eat, every time, I don't care if it's a snack, you want to make sure and have a protein, a carbohydrate, and a fat. And if you do that, your body's going to function better. It's going to operate better. I just had a guy in today who I treated, and he said that he did a little experiment on himself, and I did the opposite experiment. This Thanksgiving, he said he had the main stuff, the turkey, things like that. He said, but on all the other stuff, I just had a little portion. And he said, I haven't felt, you know, this good after Thanksgiving in a long time.
Right.
And I said, that's funny, because I did just the opposite. I wanted to experiment with myself, because I usually eat really well. And I do eat well, but this time I ate the stuffing. Boy, I had the sausage stuffing. I had the oyster stuffing. And again, it affected me in a negative way. And
right.
Guess what? I just developed a cold last night, which I rarely get, but I got one now.
You have a question, 753-1240. How do we get a hold of you guys at Reed Family Wellness?
Give us a call, 217-698-5800.
This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors, on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors, on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
753-1240, that is the number. Give us a call this afternoon on Take Back Your Health. Dr. Chris, Dr. Shea, Dr. Sean, all in studio, ready to answer your questions. Last segment, couple of minutes here. 753-1240.
Goes by too quickly.
Real quickly, I want to point a note, since we were talking about food before the break. Alzheimer's disease, we talked about it before. I had this note in the seminar I took. 250% increased risk of Alzheimer's in people drinking municipal water with high levels of aluminum. That's the municipal water is water out of your tap. So if that water has increased levels of aluminum, you have a 250% increased risk of getting Alzheimer's. Fourth leading cause of death behind heart disease, cancer, and stroke. The really interesting thing was this. If a treatment only delayed onset by 5 years, it would cost the U.S. $30 billion versus $60 billion a year. So it's a $60 billion cost to the United States every year. And if you were just to delay that by 5 years, you'd cut that cost in half. Now the question is, how can we delay it? Well, what we mentioned a couple shows ago was having a good anti-inflammatory diet, cutting back on the dairy, the grain, the sugar, eating more whole foods. As we mentioned previously, learning how to balance those foods, making sure you have a protein, a carbohydrate, and a fat. And if you don't understand that, please give us a call in our office or email in our office so we can explain that.
I was just reading something today that you're probably not going to like a whole lot, but it was actually talking about coffee and Alzheimer's, and saying a little bit of coffee has some factors and things in it that actually supposedly help reduce your risk of Alzheimer's.
And I'm you'll never hear me promote coffee. And the only reason I say that is because after going through nutritional seminars for the last 21 years, not one person giving that seminar has ever had anything positive to say about caffeine.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, again, I periodically have caffeine. I'll have a chunk of very dark chocolate. Matter of fact, we have some 90%, how do you pronounce that? Cacao. 90% cacao.
It's strong.
And I'm going to tell you that.
Tastes like <that's> dirt.
that is some bitter, bitter stuff. But I know that dark chocolate is good for me, so I have a little chunk here and there.
Yeah. That's interesting, though, that Dr. Sean brings it up, because I just now remembered that I had a patient when I was in student clinic at school, and she was selling, I can't remember the name of the product, but it was for, you know, like a facial line or something. And I'd treated her children too, and she had told me that her son was having trouble, again, along the lines of autism or ADD, having trouble focusing in school. And she brought an article to me, and it was a supplement made out of some extract from a coffee bean that's actually supposed to help with stimulating the brain to focus. I knew nothing about that, so I really couldn't give her a yes, this is good, no, this isn't, and as to why. But I thought that was super interesting that they were coming out with a supplement that could potentially help children focus. But
made from coffee bean.
But the fact that Dr. Sean just said that a little bit of coffee may help with Alzheimer's. I'm doing pretty good. I have a cup of it a
But that's interesting because I just gave that percentage. What was it? What did I say? 27% decrease in cerebral brain blood flow with caffeine.
Yeah.
And so again, that's why we like to look at this stuff, because you're going to get stories both ways.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to mention a quick thing. I had a gentleman come in who I haven't seen for a few years, low back pain, but. Again, in doing what we do, I always ask a lot of questions. And come to find out, he's had chronic right shoulder pain. He's had chronic neck pain, ankle pain, right knee pain. And he didn't mention those to me. He just came in with low back pain, stenosis-related pain that was going down both thighs. And, you know, I said, hey, I need to know about these things. This guy is 69 years of age. And I said to him, I said, listen, he's been having low back pain, literally, he told me, for 40 years. And I said, that doesn't have to be that way. I said, I'm sorry that you've been having this, but that's not what we want. And we want to retrain your brain to know no pain. And I said, you can and you will get there if that's your choice. So people tend to think that I have this pain, this is just the way it is. Trust me, that's not the way it is. We can help you feel great. Why? Because we do this on a daily basis with people. We love to hear the stories that people tell us about how great they're feeling. It makes us feel good, but it makes us realize that, you know what, we're doing what we want to do, and that's help people. And that's such a big factor in our business, and we love to do it. So as Dr. Sean mentioned earlier, please, if you know people that need help, and they've tried everything, and they've tried the meds, and they're looking for a different answer, and we're seeing more and more of that. People are wanting to get away from medications because they know, again, the medications are nothing more than Band-Aid. They want answers, and that's what we're here to help people with.
Yeah, definitely. So, again, you can definitely reach us at our website. It's Reed Family Wellness. That's R-E-I-D, familywellness.com. You can give us a call. Our number is 217-698-5800. Again, we're located at 2920 Chatham Road, Suite A. And again, give us a call. Give us shoot us emails. We love getting questions. We love getting new patients in. We love to educate people. This is something that, again, Dr. Sean and I have been raised on with Dr. Chris as our dad, and it's something that we really enjoy sharing with people. So.
And if you want your family to be healthy and you want your kids to be healthy, start to get exposed to what we do. We want your family to be healthy.
Since we have a couple minutes before the break, I've just got some facts. You know, we're always trying to toss out there some things that we do. And when I read up on interesting things, I want to share them with you guys. In our house, we don't generally buy milk. I'll sometimes buy cream for coffee, but we'll do like almond milk, coconut milk. We do a lot of coconut products, so coconut oils. And I was reading an article on the internet that was talking about three health benefits related to coconut milk and coconut oil, one being weight loss. And I was reading it. They say that coconut milk contains medium chain triglycerides, running over those words, MCTs, which I guess research has linked these to weight loss, and studies have shown that they help reduce body weight and body size by helping to balance out the gut microbiome. So that was interesting. They also said that heart health, as far as the oils are concerned, there's a lot of schools of thought, you know, between the saturated fats, the unsaturated fats, and the coconut oils versus the canola oils and whatnot. But apparently they were saying that studies have found that coconut oil can increase the levels of good cholesterol, or the HDLs. So you've got the weight loss, you got the heart health, and then they also said that coconut milk can help boost immune system of people that consume it, because it contains lauric acid. And lauric acid helps support the immune system because it has antimicrobial and anti-inflammatory properties. So if you got a lot of dairy in your house, a lot of, you know, cow milk, changed out for coconut milk. If you guys are cooking with butter, there's nothing wrong with butter. We use butter in our house, but coconut oil is also a really, you know, a really good thing to use. Going to be healthier, going to get the job done. Something to think
about. Hopefully everybody knows that margarine is definitely a bad way to go. at this point in time. Yeah, I hope everybody knows that.
Too. Yeah.
How do we get a hold of you guys if we have a question during the week when you're not here on the radio?
Again, 217-698-5800 or reedfamilywellness.com.
All right. This has been Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness. Dr. Chris, Dr. Say, Dr. Sean. See you guys next week.
Thanks, Joey.
Thanks, Joey.
This has been Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. For more information on Reed Family Wellness, call 217-698-5800 or visit reedfamilywellness.com. And join us again next week for more Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX.
Family Wellness, the best of health to you.
Call Reed Family Wellness at 698-5800.